Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Kane from Vomit Forth, and you're listening to the Metal Interview Podcast.
That Metal Interview.
Greetings and salutations one more time, your friend James of That Metal Interview Podcast, and we appreciate your support. Thank you for downloading, streaming, and checking us out on whichever format and streaming service that is of your preference. And we have a special guest by the name of Kane Gelasnik of the band Vomit Forth, hailing out of Connecticut here in the U.S. And these guys are badass. They got some gore lyrics. They got human sacrifice lyrics and shit like that. So they have a brand new first release with the label Century Media Records, a record by the name of Seething Malevolence. And these guys are just awesome. And talk about a catchy band name, Vomit Forth. That's just real catchy and very badass to me. So anyways, let's watch or listen to, depending on what format you're checking us out on, let's check out Seething Malevolence, the song of the same title of the album. Here's a video and single, the latest from Vomit Forth, Seething Malevolence. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. guttural voice. Awesome, awesome job by the band Vomit Forth, and an awesome guttural voice produced by Kane, our guest for today. And he is the vocalist, or whatever you may want to call his job, a growler, a death metal voice guy, or whatever you want to say it. Kane is our guest, and let's go straight to the interview. Here's Kane Jelesnik of Vomit Forth. Check it out. I saw the new video, the third single, Seething Malevolence, off the new album, right? It came out July 8th, Century Media Records. Yeah. A very cool video, man. Where'd you shoot it, and who directed it?
So... it's a cool story. It's a little bit long-winded, so bear with me, but so our friends run a company called 8498. They shot the video along with my girlfriend, who runs a company called Menacing Aura, and so it was kind of a collaboration on the filming. Yep. Menacing Aura kind of focuses on like the high eight stuff. We make stuff that's like a kind of like old school looking and scary looking, and
cool.
You know, 8498's all, they do everything. But we shot that on Long Island, and that was actually the first video we shot.
Really?
It just, yeah. There's a, but the way that, like, the kind of narrative, because we have three music videos so far
yeah.
for the record.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, a narrative that goes through all of them, and the end of the narrative is that Seething Malevolence. So, yeah, it's like a...
It's a crazy video. Looks like the guy's dying. That's you right there, huh?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
Looks like you're dying or something.
Cool about it. Yeah, I actually smashed my face with the microphone and broke my teeth.
Really?
During the video, and I had to go. It was expensive to get them fixed, but I chipped a huge part of my front teeth out making that video. So,
really? Yeah. All for the metal.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Dedication. Just, you know, dedication to the metal.
That's what Kirk Hammett says. It's all for metal.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, so that's just a crazy video. Very cool. You guys have two EPs out there before this album, first full length. Talk to us about this record, this brand new record. Riffs, lyrics, you know, who does all that? The lyricist, arrangements.
Cool. So, yeah. It's the new record we kind of looked at. We looked at all that stuff a lot differently this time. You know, usually it's like kind of like we write a riff and then we make like a hard song or whatever. But
yeah.
This time we because of COVID too. I mean, we were writing the record pre-COVID and then COVID hit. So we kind of took our time. We had about a year, you know, to really like, I say we had about a year because like we wrote it and then we had another year to like refine everything, you know,
fix it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So we really looked at things differently. Basically, like, you know, our guitarist Ricky wrote a lot of the songs. We've always written very collaboratively, but this time it was like Ricky and Tyler and Nick kind of got together and wrote the riffs and everything, and then I later went back and kind of like placed lyrics, and I had this big bank of concepts and lyrics that I went and kind of molded over the songs. And then after we did it, after we recorded it, we wanted to do even more stuff, and because we hadn't even, we're on Century Media Records now, but this is before we were even on Century Media. So we were like, nah, man, we're going to do whatever we want. So I went back and I put like noise all over the record and like soundscape stuff and made all the transitions. And, yeah, I know, I did watch an interview where some guy said that, all that stuff was like random, but it's not, it's actually like, I took pieces of vocals and pieces of riffs from the song and actually like sample them and put them like and mess with them, and
that's cool.
Very dense record. Yeah, so
yeah, very cool so far what I've heard. Yeah, very cool stuff.
Thank you.
Do you see a difference, you just said you guys just got on Century Media, do you see a difference in I don't want to say fame, but maybe trending? Do you see more of results, comments?
Yeah,
does that help? Do you have any
for
label
sure.
or
Absolutely. So, I mean, we've never been a band that's been that big on social media. We come from like hardcore punk, and so we relied very, very heavily on word of mouth and kind of local shows. And we did do a little bit of touring, but I mean, Century Media really helped broaden our horizons, and you know, we have a great team behind us now, so. Yeah, I've seen a huge uptick in new people checking us out. I mean, even in our own area in the Northeast, we played a show semi-recently, and there were people there that we didn't really know who were there to see us.
Really?
Which was like, yeah, so cool to me. I very much appreciate anybody who's checked out the record who doesn't, like, know us personally. I mean, it's not that I don't appreciate when my friends check out the record, even though they rarely do, but it means a lot when it's like some person that I have never met. And I hope that we can reach more people, and I hope we do something positive for that. And Century Media has definitely helped us do that.
Well, that's very cool, because I've heard arguments and conversations and this and that where bands say that nowadays you don't need a label. You can just do everything online, you know, YouTube, social mm-hmm. media, blah, blah, blah. So there you go. I mean, it does help, you know, having a label behind you, right? Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough thing. I mean, not to get too into it, but, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with, one, how old you are. Because yeah. people don't realize now, too, that, like, I'm 35, so kids who are younger than me, I didn't have a smartphone throughout high school, so therefore I had no social media presence, really. So now, if you're a younger band, you might not need a label, because you have to take into account, I mean, these are people who have been on social media literally their whole lives, and if you hustled correctly, you know, you might have cultivated a following all your own already.
Yeah.
So it's like, where a label can really help you is in different ways, and a label can, I don't think labels will ever actually go away. At the same time, I do think we're living in a time where the artist can take way more power than they could back in the 90s, and because a label, you know, or the 80s or whatever, because back then you could actually be a rock star, and when a label signed you, they gave you millions of dollars,
yeah,
you know, or hundreds of thousands of dollars, where that money's not really there. Well, it is, but you know what I mean, they're not throwing it like they used to, but
yeah, they're different times, you know. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So it's like I see both sides of that argument, but I think a lot of people who are like, you don't need a label, don't understand that a label can help you out in other ways, not just getting your music out there. A label can give you, like, organization, you know, and a team and stuff like that, that you might not be able to do on your own. So,
very true. Yep.
Yeah.
So let's speak of the name Vomit Forth. That's a badass name. Yeah, that's a badass name. When I first heard it, it really catches your attention. I mean, I checked out the band. I mean, no offense, I checked it out because of the name. I was like, wow. I mean, let me see what this Vomit Forth is about. And it, of course, the music speaks for itself. So what's behind the name? Yeah. And who chose that?
So that came from our drummer, Nick. It's actually it's a nod to an older death metal band called Internal Bleeding.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. New York. Badass. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a song, Anointed in Servitude. It's kind of the only lyric you can understand in the song. and he was like, yo, that'd be a sick band name. And yeah, I mean, I think it's like a very death metal band name. So we were all very cool with it.
Badass. So you also play guitar, I've heard, and read. Did you do any guitars on this record?
Yeah, I wrote. I've been writing in the band since kind of like I joined the band. And on this record, I did a good amount more. I wrote like Eucharist Intact, which is like the first real song on the record. I wrote that one like all the way. And then Severely Wounded is a song that I wrote, you know, guitar wise all the way. And you know, I definitely, you know, I put in some riffs here or there. I'm not as good as Ricky. Ricky's like way better than me, but yeah, definitely, for sure. I try and help out. Anyway, like, I know there's like this kind of stereotype with the singer. It's like, you know, I don't do anything. I don't even carry any gear. But I try not to do that. I try and help out as much as I can.
So you mean you wrote some stuff, but did you record guitars or you just wrote stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I recorded.
Cool.
I recorded all the guitars for Eucharist Intact. I recorded all the guitars for Severely Wounded. And then I think there were some other riffs here or there, like, a lot of the time I'll help Ricky out with like harmonies because we only have one guitar in the band. So when we're jamming and writing that way, he can't really like do the things he wants to do with harmonies. So in the studio, we'll go through, and if he does one and we're not really feeling it, I'll be like, yo, let me try this.
Nice.
You know, and sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. So give us an update on your other bands. If they exist, Dilate and Bleed.
Oh man, those bands are dead now.
They're gone.
They're dead and gone. But that's crazy. Look at them. I'm in a band right now that's kind of like my baby, called Eyeball.
Eyeball. Okay.
It's influenced by bands like Shiner, and even to like a lesser extent, like kind of like Unwound and Fugazi, but then also like radio rock from the 90s, like Bush.
Oh yeah.
And you know, kind of Smashing Pumpkins Z, and then there's this other band called Super Drag, but it's like 90s like alt rock with some electronics in there. But I do everything in that. I don't record the drums, but I write all the drums. And that's like my other that's my other band. And then I play guitar in a band called The Divine, which is my friend Zachary Ross's solo project. He used to sing in a band called Man Overboard. They're a pop punk band.
Cool.
And we have a new record come out too. So those are the only other musical projects that I'm really doing.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
Okay. How about your old band, the Stillborn Extraction? Do you get contact those guys? Or?
Yo! You know, that's crazy. Yo, that wasn't like, that's crazy. Shout out Steiner. I don't really talk to those dudes anymore. That wasn't my band. That was their band. They were like a metal band that was also influenced by bands like Jawbreaker and stuff. They had like a lot of weird guitar stuff. Yeah. It wasn't my band. That was another dude's band that I kind of, he was like, "You want to play guitar?" And I was like, "Yeah." But that was a long time ago. I talk to Steiner every now and then, and I say, "Yo, what's good?" But no, I don't really have too many. I don't even know what those dudes are doing anymore, to be honest. I hope they're doing well.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like 2007. That's crazy.
So, who are your influences? Heroes, if you will. Do you have any musical heroes?
For sure, yeah. So my favorite band of all time is a band called Sixpence None the Richer. They sing that song "Kiss Me."
Okay.
They're a Christian rock band from the 90s.
Cool.
But, Lee Nash, the singer of that band, she's a huge inspiration on me musically, and she's really just such an incredible musician. I love even her solo stuff. She's a huge hero of mine. Adam Franklin from the band Swerve Driver is like a huge hero for me too. And then I think the more obvious ones are like Lord Worm from Cryptopsy and Phil from Cradle of Filth.
Awesome.
All heroes.
Very cool heroes. Give us your favorite gig and your worst gig so far.
Damn. Okay. I'm gonna start with the worst gig.
Yeah.
Worst gig is easy. That was in Minneapolis. I can't even remember. We played this venue, and I don't even remember the name of it. It's a pretty big venue, actually. I remember everybody was like, "Yo, this is like where Prince used to play," and blah blah blah. And I was like, "Oh, sick!" And we got there, and it was kind of cool. Like, I remember really liking the venue. The setup was cool because the venue had its own parking garage that you could put your van in, and so nobody messed with it, and you could go down there. It was awesome. And so this is actually the best and worst gig put together. The staff was like so rude.
Really?
So rude.
Wow.
Oh my God, dude. They were like, "You're lucky we're even letting you sell merch."
Really?
I was my girlfriend and I were like spazzing. We were like screaming at them, being super rude, super mean. And I was like to the point where it was like, we were like one step below being like, "Yo, you want to talk outside?" it was getting crazy. And then they were like, "This is how you never get asked to come back." And we were like, "Oh no."
Really?
It was bad. So the show started out really bad. And then we started playing. And I actually met my friend James that night. He's a good dude. And he was like my internet friend. And he's really into like black metal and stuff like that, so I didn't think he would be like huge into moshing or whatever.
Yeah.
And dude, we started playing and he is just like beating the shit out of everybody and the whole place goes nuts. It was like insane. There's pictures of it. They were on our social media. I don't know if they are now, but there's a picture of me like kind of like screaming and like the whole place is going nuts. And I was just like, because we were just like, yo, yeah, you're going to ask us not to come back. The show was like sold out and everybody was going nuts, stage diving. Like it was an insane reaction. It was such a triumphant moment for us. Wow. Like we all looked at each other. Yeah, we looked at each other after that set and we were like, yo, yeah, fuck you. Like
awesome. You.
That was dope. So that, I'll use that as both the best and the worst game.
Wow, there you go. That's the first right there.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah,
the,
also, yo, shout out Sentence to Die. Good band.
Okay, there you go. Okay, if they're listening, yeah. Cool. So yeah. You guys are hitting the road in August, right? And you got a tour in September. Yeah. Are these all U.S. U.S. dates, or are you guys going overseas anytime?
We're going to Canada in September with Creeping Death and 200 Stab Wounds and Tribal Gaze. But we are always working on going overseas. We have a guy who books over there. So we're working on it. We're working on it for sure. We want to make sure that we have our bases covered over here and everyone's happy and everyone's seen us over here as well. We're grinding. We're grinding hard. I mean, after those tours, we have other tours that are booked that we haven't announced yet. But I can't get too into that. But
yeah,
we have some announcements. We have some announcements coming up that are, in my opinion, super cool. And I'm very excited. So we are definitely gonna go. We're gonna make it overseas
soon,
at some point.
Yeah, I'm in Texas, so I guess I'll be looking for you guys, San Antonio.
Oh, dude, come to Wrecking Ball.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I'll check it out. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, you got it. It's like that lineup's crazy.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's badass.
Yeah, if you come, let us know. We'll guest you.
Awesome. Appreciate that. Yeah. How about people listening from South America and Mexico? When can they expect Vomit Forth?
So we're working on that. We're working on that. We just don't.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's definitely something that we want to do very badly. I'm not going to lie on this and say that like, yeah, we're going, because we don't have anything lined up yet.
Yeah.
But it's something that, you know, Mexico for sure is something that we're very interested in. I mean, we played El Paso.
Yeah.
Before. I mean, we've been like very close, but we just need to like bridge the gap and get down there, but we're working on it.
Awesome.
I promise. If you're from Mexico and you're trying to see us, we're working on it, I promise.
Yeah. Ask your promoters. There you go. Bring the band down.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Yeah, for sure. I would like to let everybody know that like we even though we're like a death metal band and we make this like kind of maybe negative music, that we want to create a space where everybody feels cool and everybody feels welcome, no matter what you look like, who you love, whatever you believe. We really just want to create a space where everybody feels welcome and wants to come out and like maybe even act a little crazy. And we appreciate everybody who's been listening to the record, and we really appreciate the reception. And it's been awesome, and I hope if we have given you any kind of positive thing in your life, come see us live, because we're gonna try our hardest and we want to give you back the positivity that you've given us tenfold. So we really appreciate everybody for checking us out, and if you can come out, please come out and see us.
Awesome. So good job with the videos and the new songs and all that. See the Malevolence is badass stuff. So everybody listening, check it out. And thank you, Kane, for making time for our podcast here, That Metal Interview. Thank you for answering our call, and we'll see you in Texas soon, you know?
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope to see you soon.
Very, very interesting conversation with Kane, and we appreciate your time, Kane. Thank you for making time and chatting with That Metal Interview. And on behalf of myself, James, we wish you the best with Vomit Forth. And to all the listeners, check out their socials, of course. Purchase their merchandise on their websites and all that, on their stores, right? And, of course, go support them live. The name of the game is to support these guys and girls live. And that will keep them above water, and they can survive in the music business if you guys can check them out live. And don't forget to pick up merchandise. That's where they make most of the money, in my opinion. Depends who you talk to. And so it all boils down to the fan base, right? You guys have to come out and support all these bands, whether it's metal, death metal, whatever kind of metal, you know. So support Vomit Forth on their socials. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, That Metal Interview Podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Spotify, Amazon, Google Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, and all that stuff. So thank you guys for your support. On behalf of myself, James, don't forget to keep it metal.
That metal.